Bezna Hefker is a din deraisa. Yeah. So the Gemara says in the first daf in Baba Kama that that's only when the Novi is telling you benavua and nudin. But if it's only gilim milsa bialmo, then it's okay. What was haista gilim milsa bialmo? So the Rav Tzvi Hirsch Chayes has a long kuntris about the Torah Sanavim. He talks a lot about all these kashas. So usually it's assumed whenever the Novi is just casually mentioning a story, he talks a lot about all these kashas. So usually it's assumed whenever the Novi is just casually mentioning a story, it's not that Ezra one fine day gets up, or Yeshua ben Nun one fine day gets up and he says, you know, I had a nevuah that Bezna has a right to be mafke mamon. Yeah, he's just telling a story. Derech Agav, the pasuk mentions that the Chacham have the right. Like in Sefer Yirmiyah, it says that Yirmiyah bought the field from his cousin with a kinyan shtar, with a kinyan kesef, with a kinyan shtar. So you see that there's such a thing as a kinyan shtar, kinyan kesef. That's called a gilim milsa b'yama. It's not that he says with the power of nevuah I was told that there's such a thing as kinyan shtar. It just tells a story that they made a kinyan shtar. Obviously that was the common practice. Well, the other pasuk in the Rayomim describes that one of the malachim gave his children matonis with a kinyan agav. It doesn't say because Hanavu he came up with a new thing. It just says he made a kinyan agav. Obviously there was such a practice. The assumption is that there was such a practice. Yeah. It's interesting. What you pointed out is very interesting. The second pasuk clearly adds on more than the first pasuk said. The first pasuk only tells you Loharosh Alamigdal Milsa, like the Rambam puts it together with the din of Malkum Yenshe Shalom and Adin. And the second pasuk is not Loharosh Alamigdal Milsa. The Rashbo and Ardaf wants to point out what's the difference between the first pasuk, second pasuk. So he points out a different difference. This is a good difference also. He points out a different difference. And the difference, the Nekuda, that the Rashbo points out is a famous topic of debate in all of the Achronim. A lot of literature on that. How far does Hefker Bezna Hefker go min ha-Torah? We know that halacha lemaisa, bottom line, the Bezna can take away my tie and they can declare that it belongs to you. So this is a big machlekes Achronim, and it's really rooted in machlekes Rishonim. How much of that is their Isa? Maybe they can declare that my tie is Hefker on the level of their Isa, but they declare that it belongs to you. That's also min ha-Torah. Maybe that part is only midirabbanan. Maybe the Hefker, Bezna Hefker, Hefker. Ain't all of. Yeah, ownerless. They can't. If I want to declare that my tie should belong to you, I can't. I don't have such a power to declare. Hefke bezna hefke is a chiddush, despite the fact that ain or the mafke dovashena shaloi, bezna is considered the bailam, so they can be mafke my tie. It's like I myself, but the bezna doesn't have more power than I myself have. I can't declare balpeh. I hereby declare my tie should belong to you. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Mechira. Ein hamekach nikne bedvarim. You can't make an oral declaration. I hereby declare my karka, my metaltalim belongs to you. It's not going to transfer ownership just like that. You have to make a ma'aseh kinyan. So how can Bezdin's power exceed the Balabas's own power? The Bezdin also has the power as if they're the Bailam. But they can't be. Zochnan Shlavan, you have to make a kinyan. You have to make a kinyan. Let's say Zochnan means like this. I have this diamond ring and I want to give it to you and you're not here. So give it to someone else. He picks it up on your behalf. So he made a kinyan. Yeah. Then you say Zochli Adam Shlavan. But here, what is the Bezdin? Bezdin says, we hereby declare that your moment belongs to the other fellow. So they can declare my moment is Hefka like I can declare my moment is Hefka. They have the ability to be Mafkir as if they are the Bailam, as if they were the Bailam.
They're not declaring. He owes money. So they're saying that he doesn't have to pay the money, but it's not like they're giving something new. That doesn't make a kinyan. Hefker Bezdin is something that
he has it already.
He has it already. It's not like you're giving me something new.
Yeah, I mean in this case, it doesn't make a difference the first pasuk, second pasuk. But the Rashba claims that that's what you need the second pasuk for. The second pasuk adds on for other cases, not for this case. That in another case, the Bezdin will declare they want to be makne my moment to someone else, and not only is it their Isa, they can declare that it's Hefker, they can even declare that it belongs to the other person min ha-Torah, and it belongs min ha-Torah to the other person. This is a big dispute. The Ktsoisim with the Nesivis have a machlokes about this, and the Ktsois quotes it from the Beis Yosef, who was disagreeing with the Rabbeinu Yeruchim. It's a machlokes of Rishonim this. All the Rishonim, not just the Ktsois and Nesivis, every Rishon in the world is involved in this machlekes. That's the famous machlekes on Sukkos. The Gemara says you should be careful on the first day of Sukkos in each Shalachem. Second day Sukkos in each Shalachem with the Rabbanu, those who live in Chutzlo. And the first day of Sukkos in each Shalachem and Atara on the Dalminim. So let's say I'll give my Dalminim to a child who is before Bar Mitzvah. and I have das makne. I give it to the child that he should be yotze, he should be shalachem. So the Gemara says he can be koinam in atar, but he can't be makne back to thee. The cotton doesn't have the ability to be makne back. So the Rishayim have a machloikis, he can't be makne back min atayra. But mid the Rabbanan kenedach yeh makne zayin. If the cotton is intelligent, he's old enough, he's cut, and shigir loinus apkutas, so he can be makne back to me. So why does the Gemara say you should be careful, don't give it to the child before bar mitzvah, until after you were yotze already. Because if you weren't yotze yet, you give it to the child, it'll be his. He can be koinah, but he can't be makne back, so I won't be able to have shalachem. So the Rishonim asked, why won't I have shalachem? The cotton with the Rabbanon, cotton shigir loinus apkutas, can be makne back. So that, so half of the Rishonim say, but that's only with the Rabbanon. And a kinyan, the Rabbanon, ain't a moyel for shalachem deraisa. Whenever you need shalachem in atera, kinyan the Rabbanon doesn't help. And the other Rishonim say, no, it's not so. All kinyanim the Rabbanon are based on hefker bez nehefker. So everything works with deraisa. So since with the Rabbanon made a takona that the kinyan that the child makes should be valid, should be acceptable, so it's acceptable on the level of their isis. So the Dalaminim book, when the cotton will give it back to the father will be kind of the Eswig and the Lulav on the level of their isis, it belongs to the father.
So the child can do it, he gets up early in the morning on the first day, he doesn't wait for his father.
So that's the kasha, so why does the Gemara say that the kid should come last? What's so wrong if the kid comes first? So they say it's only if the cotton is lo higi alonis haputis, if he's too young. If he's old enough that he understands and there's a takana derabana that he has the ability to be makna, then he can give it back. So the Mechaber in Hilchas Sukkah quotes this machlekes Rishonim. When the Gemara says you should be careful not to give it to the child before all the adults are yotze, does that only go on a little cotton who's adayin lohi gi aloinis aputais? So you don't have the takana derabana that he has the ability to be makna? Or would you say that even if he is higi aloinus haputis, he already is old enough that he can be makna with the rabbanon, it still doesn't help to be considered shalachem derais.
The second ayantav,
that's the question. And the second ayantav, we also need shalachem. So if the cotton was kind of last on the first day, how's he going to give it back to the parents? So the Shoyle Meisha gives that there. Shoyle Meisha has a harifas. He says, but the second day you only need shalachem with the rabbanon, and the cotton can be makna with the rabbanon. So hey mamar, hey mamar.
But we're supposed to assume the second day is like the first day.
The rabbanon. The second day is like the first day with the rabbanon. It's all make believe with the rabbanon. Okay, that's what the Shoyle Meisha says. The whole second day is only with the rabbanon, so you only need shalachem with the rabbanon. So the cotton can be makna with the rabbanon. So the cotton has the ability to be makna with the rabbanon. So that's the Shoyle Meisha's harifa. So that's what everybody relies on. Yeah.
How do you define onus haputas? You said that word over and over again.
Ona means the zman. Ayin vav nun hei. Ona means a zman. Peutais means when the child is beginning to mature, that he's intelligent enough to understand. There's my ownership, there's your ownership. You buy, you sell, you transfer ownership. I give to him, he gives to me. Sometimes children are only, they grab all, everybody's toys, all the toys are mine. They don't want to share with anybody. So the kid doesn't have a concept of ownership. And when the children mature a little older, so they understand what it means. There's his property, some things are mine, some things are his. He can lend it to me, you have to give it back. I can give ownership, you can sell, you can buy, you can give. When the child understands Mekach HaMemkar, the Gemara says different level, different children will reach that point at different stages. The Gemara says Kibar Shiv, Kibar Shiz, Kibar Sheva, Kibar Tamya, 6, 7, 8. An intelligent child at the age of 6 will already understand what business is all about. The kid will be selling Kool-Aid, delivering newspapers already. He'll understand what it means. You pay, I give. You don't pay, I don't give. It's yours, it's mine. Before you coin it, it's mine. And after you coin it, it's yours. He understands. Other kids will not chop till the age of 7, till the age of 8. When the child is a gear, la'oinas, haputois, he's reached that stage. Oh no, that's man, haputois, maturity. That he understands what ownership is. I'm with the Rabbanon, the Meir HaTakana, that he can't be makna. Pu'utos, yeah. Pu'utos. Yeah, this is a Mishnah later in Gittin. Kodesh Shigil, Oynes HaPutos, Mikra Mekach, with the Rabbanon. Yeah. So this is a big machlekes diktsais, and this is all the Rishonim. So the Rashba has this innocent comment on our Gemara. The Rashba says that that's what's added on by the second pasuk over and above the first pasuk. The first pasuk only says, Yochram Kol V'chusham. They'll be mafke his possessions. It doesn't say they'll be makna to somebody else, but the second pasuk says, just like maha always manchilam is b'neim kol mashi yirtzu, just like a father can leave a tzavo, he can give over ownership to the child. He can give a child more than his share of the Yerush. He can mamish be makna to a child, by a tzavua that's made properly, so too, af haroshim an chilam om kol mashi yirtzu, they have the ability to be makne lacherim ayu they have kebezin.
That doesn't mean that there's koiner. What if he doesn't want to be koiner? Koiner is son of a tunis mach yechye.
Who doesn't want to be koiner?
The one that he's makne to.
The child.
Who's the child? No, Yerusha you get balkocha.
But
Matanis you don't get balkocha.
But in general you say...
The Pishnayim, the Gemara says, the extra share that the b'chor gets, the Chumash calls it matana. It says, los is lo pishnayim, matana kai rachmana. So if the b'chor says he doesn't want, so you don't force it down his throat. But Yerusha, you get Balkocha. So let's say the father, before he dies, leaves a tzavor. He says, I have five sons, but I want this son to get three quarters of the Yerusha. That's not called the Matana.
All right,
that's called the Yerusha. That he gets even if he doesn't like it. If he's really unhappy, he can always burn all the money. He can give it away to charity. He can give it to the other brothers if he's afraid of...
How by Yerusha, I can understand.
Yeah.
But how can you force somebody to be coin of something just because you said I'm coin?
Right, the Bezin has the power to declare ownership and non-ownership. Not only that the Bezin, that's the fundamental machlekes over here. Some Rishonim hold, one opinion in Rishonim Acharonim is that Hefke Bezin Hefke only means that even though Eid Olam Afka Dov Hashem Shaloi, but the Bezin is not considered an outsider. The Bezin is considered a Balabas. So, but the Bezin can only do what the Balabas himself can do. They can only make Hefke. They can't give over, they can't transfer ownership to someone else, Min HaTorah. It says in Shas many places they can transfer ownership to someone else, that's only Midrabban. On the level of their Isa, that doesn't work. The other opinion in Rishonim Acharonim holds no. That Hefke Bezin Hefke doesn't mean, it's not a vort, that Bezin is not an outsider, Bezin has a right to act as if they were the Bailim. That's not the vort at all. The Pasuk tells me that Bezin has the ability to declare ownership and non-ownership. They can take my tie and say, it doesn't belong to me. Not because they're the Bailim and the Bailim himself could have been Mafke and therefore they're doing Hefke. No, they can declare ownership and non-ownership. So they can take my tie and declare that it's yours. They can declare that it's yours and it belongs to you on the level of their eyes. It's interesting, in later generations, this Rashbo, many Gedolim didn't have Rashbo. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a lot of Chidushim on the Masechtas, he didn't have a Rashbo. He just had a Marshor with the kind of rain. So he has Pilpulim, he has Chuvis, and the Igaris Moshe, he has Chuvis. He debated things with his uncle in Europe. That's a Machlek is the Rashbo and the Ravid. On the Daf, in Kiddushin, the Daf, the Machlek is the Rashbo and the Ravid. He didn't have, his uncle didn't have, nobody had, they didn't have the Holy Spirit. So here also, this is a famous Machlokes Rabbi Kiveger and his uncle. About Hefker Bezin Hefker, they only have the ability to be Mafker, or even Lahaknas Lacher. So in the Chuvis, Rabbi Kiveger brings this Raya from the Gemara. He also didn't have the Rashba. The Rashba and this Daf points it out, that the second Pasuk adds on to the first Pasuk, that not only Yochram Kol Ruchusha, you can be Mafkir, can even give over to someone else. Lahaknas Lacherim also works on the level of their eyes. So now the Shaila was, now you pointed out a problem now. Once Rava comes to this realization that the Tanoim, the Chachomim who introduced Shemitah Bizmanazah, on the level of their eyes there's no Shemitah, because Shemitah only exists on the level of the Reis if it can lead up to Yovel. It can't lead up to Yovel because you don't have Kol Yashvela. From a long time ago, we hadn't had Kol Yashvela from the Golas HaSeres HaShvot. That was a long time ago. Over 2,000 years ago, we don't have Kol Yashvela. So therefore, there's no Yovel. Therefore, there's no Shemitah there, Reiser. So therefore, the Loiva has to pay back the money. So Akna Chachamim introduced Shemitah with the Rabbanon and allowed the Loiva to violate the Avera of Loisashek. After all, he's not paying back the $1,000. So Rava says, no problem. Hefke Bezin Hefke, no problem. So now Rashi has a machlokes with other Rishonim. Rashi writes over here that once you get to Rava's answer, once you get to Rava's answer that you say Hefke Bezin Hefke, so if you turn back to Omer Aleph, so there's no kasha there either. The original kasha of the Gemara was Amik, Amidi, you're about 7-8 lines from the bottom. Yeah. How can you have such a thing if you have Shemitah? Let's say another couple of years we're going to have Kol Yashvel Lev. We'll have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Israel, and there's going to be Yovel, and there's going to be Shemitah Derais and Yovel Derais. Fine. And then the question is, will the Hillel's Takona Prusbel still apply? So that's a machlokes the Rambam and the Raiva. Is that a good question? I don't know. The Rabbeinu Tam confused us a little bit. The Rabbeinu Tam said that Bai Sheni was Kol Yoshveh Halev, even though the majority of the world Jewish population was not living in Eretz Yisrael, because each one of the Shvatim was represented. So generally we don't accept that Rabbeinu Tam. The Rambam holds like Rashi, and Maharal Prague holds like Rashi, and Rabbi Hutner holds like Rashi. No, nobody holds like this. Nobody holds like this. Rabbeinu Tam, huh? So the question is, if you don't hold like the Rabbeinu Tam, that's the whole story. Depends on Roiv Yisrael, or do you still hold like the Rabbeinu Tam? You have to know what shevet you belong to. You have to know the all the Shvatim are represented. I don't know. The Rabbeinu Tam said what he holds, and we don't accept his opinion. The Shad is Rashi, the Rambam, and everybody, all the other Rishonim hold like Rashi. That's what we pass from the Shulchan Aruch. You assume like Rashi and Shulchan Aruch. The Bizman Bai Sheni Trumas and Maisus is only the Rabbanu, because there was no Shmita, there was no Yovel. Right, so the Shaila is, so what does it mean? Is it enough with Roiv? Or do you have to have also each Shevet represented? So we don't know.
In other words, if it's not Bai Sheni, it wasn't the population in Israel of Roiv?
No,
not at all.
All the Frumi even stayed. Never was. Never was. There were millions, but there were more in Chutzlars than there were. There never was. That's why the Rabbanu Shlomo was angry in the beginning of the Bashin, because nobody came back. Okay, so we're soon going to tip the scale. And then the Rabbanut is going to have the answer. Then they're going to have to figure out, now what are they going to do with Shemitah? Now how are they going to deal with Shemitah? We don't know, right? Right, so that's his question.
We don't know.
The Rabbeinu Tam said his shot. We don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam. So the shot is that we hold it doesn't depend on the representation of the Shvatim, it just depends on the majority of the world Jewish population. Or maybe it has to do with the Shvatim also. Maybe you need both. I don't know. We don't know. So now Rashi and Nachman, Rashi raises the question. The Gemara started off like this: how can Hillel make a takone on the level of the Raisa when Shemitah comes to a close? The Malbe is not allowed to ask the Loiva for the money. Says Lo Yigos Esrei V'Sochiv, he's not allowed to ask. Comes Hillel and he makes a takone. He permits the Malbe to violate the law of the Raisa. He allows the Malbe to violate the law of the Raisa. So Abaye says you're right. The Kasha is an eyes and a Kasha. The takone Cruzbal only works when Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. Hey Mamar Behe Mamar. The whole issue of Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. So this takes off an issue of the Rabbanon. But when Shemitah will become a Din Deraisa, then Hillel is Takanas Cruzbal will not work. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam quotes the Gemara like it says. Once in a while the Rambam writes the normal. Usually the Rambam has the Shverer Rambams, and the Ravid said, what did he do? He's against the Gemara. Here the Rambam writes normal. The Rambam writes that the Din of Cruzbal only works when Shemitah is only the Rabbanon. When Moshiach will come and will have Kol Yoshveh HaLeo, then Shemitah will be their Raisa. The Takanas Cruzbal will not work. That's what it sounds like it said in Amin Aleph. That's Hefke Bez Nehefke. That's a different thing. That's a, when you're employing Hefke Bez Nehefke. But he says over here, we never employed it. So the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, and he says like Rashi writes on Amin Beis. The Ravid quotes this, he doesn't quote Rashi by name, but he writes the same as Rashi. Once Rashi writes like this, Rava Amar. Rashi writes Rava Amar, Rashi and Amabes. Liyalam, Rashi says, Rava is coming not only to answer the question on Amabes, he's coming to answer the question on Amad Aleph also. And Amad Aleph is also Abaye gave the answer, Omar Abaye. So Abaye gave an answer on Amad Aleph, and Abaye gave an answer on Amad Beis. Rava Omar is answering both questions, the question on Amad Aleph and on Amad Beis. So Rashi says, Liyolem bein l'rabbonim de pligi ad rebi, Rami shviyis l'ashmatas milvah b'zman az ad deraisa, v'tikin hil l'ak tushamid, bein l'rabbi d'amad. It doesn't make a difference what he holds, Shemitah is deraisa, Shemitah is derabbonim. Everything, all the problems are solved by employing Hefke Bez Nehefke. You can even have Shemitah will be deraisa, l'moisa Mashiach, and you can still make a takonis cruzbal. What was your whole problem? How can you permit the Malva to violate the Kumbi Asay, the Lav Lo Yigos? They ask the Loiva to pay back the money. Enkach Laka the Kumbi Asay. What do you mean Enkach Laka the Kumbi Asay? It's Dini Mominis. The Din Minatari is that he's not allowed to ask for the money because the Loiva doesn't owe him the money anymore. But once they made Hefke Bez Nehefke, the Loiva does owe the money to the Malva. Because he made a Pruzbal, so the Loiva does still owe the money to the Malva, so the Malva doesn't violate any other if he's asking for his money. That's how Rashi writes, that's how the Rabbi writes, that once he gets to Rava's answer, so Rava's answer for solved the first question on the base. All the problems are solved with this. All the problems are solved. Why didn't all the Rishonim agree with Rashi? The Rabbi agrees with Rashi, but the Rambam doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos on Amud Aleph also doesn't agree with Rashi.
The halacha should be like,
whenever you have a machlekes abai v'rava, the din is like rava. Right, except for Yalkigam. Right, except for the six cases of the other. Rashi Tevis Yalkigam. So Rashi and the Rabbi learned that rava on Amud Beis is not only answering the question on Amud Beis, he's answering the question on Amud Aleph. There were two questions. The question on Amud Beis was, whoever instituted Shemitah, the Rabbanon, who gave him the right to institute it? It's a lois sashik on the part of the loiva. The loiva is not going to pay back the money. He's a violation of lois sashik. So Rabbi answered, hefke bezna hefke, no problem. And Amud Aleph, it was a question for Kert. Once you already know you have Shemitah. You have Shemitah. So what do you mean you're making a prusbol? The malva is going to violate loigis, it's really the sofa. He's not allowed to ask the loiva for the money. So the interest should also be hefke bez nefke.
You're about to a whole mitzvah in the Torah, though. The question is, it's not the mechanics.
If you make a prusbul, if you didn't make a prusbul, the mitzvah will remain.
Yeah, but then you're totally wiping out the mitzvah. There's no application whatsoever.
Not everybody makes a prusbul. Not everybody makes a prusbul.
So why doesn't Rava answer before? No, first page.
So Rashi says you have to read it b'neshim achas. Rava came to answer both questions. Why should we duplicate, repeat everything twice? You go quickly. Abai says this, Abai says this. And Rava is referring to the question there and the question here. We have it printed on an aleph on base and we go slowly. We had a hafsok of 3 weeks in between. Rashi read it all together. So Rashi and the Rava read that Rava is answering both questions. Yeah. So in the yeshivas, they say the pshat as follows. A group of Rishonim are not happy with Rashi and their Ravid for the following reason. Hefke bezna hefke obviously only works in an area of Dini Mominus. In an area of Dini Mominus. If I'm not entitled to the money, so I'm not allowed to ask for the money. So if the Chachamim said, I am entitled to the money, so I'm allowed to ask for the money. Or let's say, I owe you money. I don't pay you the money that I owe. It's like Sashik. The Chachamim say, I don't have to pay the money. I don't have to pay. So there's no less Sashik. But what if you have like this? I lent you $1,000, Shemitah comes to an end. So Shemitah comes to an end, Shemitah stuff means that you don't owe me the money. That means you don't owe me the money. And when I ask you for the money, I'm over on the love of loyigos, what's the love loyigos? I'm chepping you for no good reason whatsoever. You don't owe me any money because Shemitah canceled the debt. So came the Chachamim and they said, but if you make a prusbul, Shemitah doesn't cancel the debt. So therefore, he still owes me the money, so therefore I have a right. That's talk of the pshat. That's how Rashi and the Rabbi learned. When Shemitah comes to an end, he doesn't owe me the money, so I'm not allowed to chep him. If Midrabbanon, he still owes me the money, I am allowed to chep him. Finally, the other Rishonim understood not so at all. When Shemitah, I lent you $1,000, and Shemitah comes to an end, you still owe me the $1,000, and you have a priyas b'chayv mitzvah, you still have a mitzvah to come and pay me back the $1,000. I have an issa, it's an issa dikadin, it's a mitzvah dikadin, it's not a dini mominus dikadin. Dini mominus, you owe me the money. There's an aveir, I'm not allowed to ask, I'm not allowed to chep you, I'm not allowed. If you don't owe me money, I come over to a man in the street and I press charge, I say, you owe me $1,000 and he doesn't owe me a penny. So I don't get chep at a stranger. That's an issa rabbi noas dvorim. I'm not allowed to start up with somebody who doesn't owe me money. What did I start up with him? But here, I did lend you $1,000, and Hilchas Dini Mominus, you owe me the money. The Torah has a din. After Shemitah, it's a mitzvah on a mitzvah, Hamutelus, ala malve, he shouldn't ask for the money. But if the loiva comes to pay, we say, Ruach HaChomim Noicheh Menu, the Mishnah says, whoever pays a debt after Shemitah comes to an end, Ruach HaChomim Noicheh Menu. What is Ruach HaChomim Noicheh Menu? The Chachamim give my Yashikar for paying money that he doesn't owe.
No,
he does owe the money. He does owe the money. It's just a mitzvah to get in that the Malva is not allowed to ask him. So that's why the other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. They say you can say Hefke Bez Nefke 1,000 times over. It's not going to help over here. What Shaykh, let's say, I have to lay tefillin today. So the Bezin is going to say Hefke Bez Nefke. What does Hefke Bez Nefke have to do with tefillin? How did I become part of tefillin? There's a din that whenever I lent you money and Shemitah came to an end, I'm not allowed to ask you for the money. It's not because you don't owe me the money, and Bezdin is going to make it that you do owe me the money, I'm allowed to ask him. You do owe me the money. You do owe this Shibur Aguf. You do owe the money. It's a mitzvah digedin. I'm not allowed to ask.
But
that's why the other Rishonim hold that a hefke bez nefke cannot remove that din.
What is Shmitas Karkois?
Shmitas Karkois in Gansen a different din. Shmitas Karkois means if I... Shmitas Karkois is on, there are two Shmitas Karkois. One is in Shnas HaShmita, you're not allowed to plant and work on the field. That's one. And then Taisus says, but that's not what it means. Shmitas Karkois means when it comes Shnas HaYovel, the 50th year, if I sold you a field, Astei Achuzer. I had a karka that had Birusha for my great-great-great-grandfather, whatever. That's 50 years, not so long ago. Not for my great, for my father. I have a son I got from my father, Yerusha, let's say. And I sold it to somebody else. When it comes Yovel, I get it back. That's Shmitas Karkois.
It's not a matter of Yigois.
No, that's plain Dinim Ominous. Yeah, that's plain Dinim Ominous. But over here, by Shmitas Ksafim, that's the Shaila. For Rashi in the Rabbit Hole, Rashi in the Rabbit Hole, that La Yigois is a moment Dikidin, which can be undone by using the principle of Hefke Bezen Hefke. Once they're going to declare that the Malva is entitled to collect the money, then there's no problem of asking for the money.
Would be transferring the ownership to Bezdin, and therefore the din of the Yigois doesn't apply to
But that's how the power gets to be.
Theoretically,
with the Rabbanon, we declare Ke'ilu. On the level of their eyes, it's a bluff. There is no such thing. There is a din of Moshe Shteros El Bezdin. This is not really Moshe Shteros. No. Make believe, midirabbanon, call the tikkun rabbanon, kein deraisa tikkun. You have to be patterned after something. So many Rishonim say, Taisus and Makis has like that at the beginning of Makis, Moisesh deraisa lebezn is a real din deraisa. Prusbul is a takkana derabbanon, we've done it ki'ilu, it had been a Moisesh deraisa lebezn. But on the level of deraisa, it isn't really Moisesh. He doesn't give it to Bezn. Bezn doesn't even know what's going on. They don't even know who I am.
How do you write it?
I make an oral declaration, I'm giving over all the chayvis to Bezen Pliny and the Mokum Pliny. I designate which three people, and then I appoint myself as the Shliach Bezen to collect on behalf of Bezen. And then, like the Mishalachim, some Mishalachim take 50%, some take... He takes 100%! He's collecting on behalf of Bezen. This Mishalach takes 100% to collect. So this whole thing is... it's only make-believe with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, that's not Moses, the Raisa, the Bezen. The whole thing is make-believe with the Rabbanon. So the mechanics is that we... But how does it work? So it's not legitimate? Yeah, so it's legitimate because...
Oh, it's
a Bezen, that's another thing. That's another thing. That's a different thing. That's another din. That's not the same. That's not the same.
It's no mitzvah to say, I don't want to get the money back. In other words, the guy comes to us, we pay.
No, it says in the Chumash, v'zeh devar hashmita. So the Chazal Darshan, v'zeh dibur hashmita. That when the loive, Ruach HaChom recommended the loive should come and pay the money back to the malve, so the malve should say, mishametani. But then the Leiber has to continue and to say, Ava Bichain, I think that's very nice on your part that you say Mishamatani, but I insist I want to give you back.
Only once. That's what I insist that Mishamatani wants.
And he's supposed to give him back the money. He's supposed to say Mishamatani and give him back his money.
Yeah.
Don't you disagree with Rashi? You see, by Kedusha, Hefke Bez Hefke takes away the whole theme of the never was a Kedusha to begin with, and that's with Arayas. It's not only you need Mumma, it's Mumma that comes to open it.
Because they're mafke the mummy.
According to
the Yishan,
how can you do such a thing? How can you say
after
the best
man,
like you do?
Why not? The mummy. The mummy.
The
turns out that the ring.
The mummy is the cause, but it becomes an Isha Arab.
She only becomes an Isha Ish if the ring is good. Right, if the ring belongs to the Chosin, he gives the ring to the Kala. The Bezni declares the ring didn't belong to the Chosin, it was Hefke. The Kala was never kainit, so there was never any case of Kiddushin. So that's why Hefke Bezn Hefke can undo a marriage, can undo a Kiddushin. Can undo a Kiddushin, right? Now the Gemara has the Shaila about the 15 lines in on Amid Beis, Lamed Vavim Beis. Iboy Elohu, the Amoraim had a Shaila, when Hillel made his Takana, Ki hiskin hilul pruzbul. Should I say ludarehu de tikkun? Did he only make the takana for his own generation, for his dor? Right. Oy dilma. Should I say no? Ludari almanami tikkun. He made the takana le oylam void. So let's take the Rabbeinu Gershom, just as a Moshe. Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem. The Rabbeinu Gershom, not allowed to marry two wives. Why? Because he won't be able to support two wives. Rabbeinu Gershom didn't have Ruach HaKodesh to know what's going to be 1,000 years later. So he only made his cherem, his Easter, up until the Elef HaShishi, up until the year 5,000. Now it's 5,758 already. It's already 758 years after. So the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom was over a long time ago. He looked ahead a little bit and he said he wants to make his Cherem for a couple of years. I don't know, 100 years, 200 years, whatever. And it ended in the year 5,000. Then in the year 5,000 is Gevorna Machloike. Should we continue to observe this Takon of the Rabbeinu Gershom or not? So the Mechaber says no. It was at Sofa Aleph. It was until the end of the year 5,000, so it finished. So the Sfardim, many Sfardim for many years didn't observe it. Now in Eretz Yisrael they do, but for many years they didn't observe it. And the Ashkenazim followed the Ramah. The Ramah quotes those Gedolim in the year 5,000. They say, no, that it's a good idea, we should extend the din of the Rabbeinu Gershom. There's no more Cherem, the Cherem Rabbeinu Gershom is off, but we observe this Easter now. So a person is not automatically in Cherem, is going to take another wife. The Ramah writes that if Bezdin feels that it's necessary to twist his arm, that he should get rid of one of the two wives, it shouldn't remain with two wives. So if they choose to, they have a right to put him in Cherem until he's going to divorce one of the wives. But it's not automatically in Cherem. The Cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom is over. See here also, the thing that prompted Hillel to make this takana was Ro Hillel, the top line on the Omer, Ro Hoshinim Noha Omer Lahalva Zezeh. So Hillel doesn't know Baruch HaKodesh, what's going to happen throughout all the generations. He sees in his generation there's a problem. So that perhaps leads one to believe that only Lidorehu the Tikkun, he only made a Takana for his generation. Maybe in other generations it'll be Akshadar. Maybe the later generations will be more religious. Maybe. Maybe the later generation will be more religious than in the generation of Hillel. And there won't be any concern of Nimnuho, Milahalvas, and they'll be over on Al-Altar. So that's what the Gemara was Masupik. Did he only make a takana for his generation alone, or did he make the takana for all the future generations? So that's what Tosis says on the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says that the whole Baisheni, there was Yovel Deraisa, there was Shemitah Deraisa, and there was Kol Yeshveh Olel. There was Kol Yeshveh Olel. So what did the Gemara say? That the Takana's Prusbul only works when it's the Rabbanan? No, Hillel knew, they all knew that the Baisheni was Asid Lehechorev, and the Takana was when the Baisheni will be Chorev, so at that time. And he lived 100 years before the Churban. So he's making a Takana for 100 years later. So what's the Shaila? So the Rabbeinu Tam is Matchik in the Gemara, so he says, did he only make the Takana for the first generation after the Churban Abai? Churban Abai is in the year 70. They made it from the year 70 till the year 100. So it's for 30 years and that's it. So after the year 100, so no more Takanas Prusmo. Or should I say, no, Lidari Almanami Hudatik. So it's very strange. If Hillel already saw in 100 years before the Churban Abai is what's going to be in 100 years, so why couldn't he see what's going to happen in 2,000 years later? What, things are going to get better? Doichik, that's what the Rabbeinu Tam is matchik. This. Could be. Anyway, this is the Gemara Shaila. What's the difference? Frag the Gemara. Lemay nafkemina. What's the difference? What do you mean? What's the difference? The difference is whether Prusbul works with manazeh. No. Can you make a Prusbul? No, the Gemara doesn't say that. Lamay nafkemina livatule. Does the Bezin today have the right to be mevatul? The Takana is Prusbul. How does it depend? I amrit l'dorehu d'tikun. If you should say Hillel's Takana was only for his generation, only, yeah, is mevatlin alei. Then we today have the power to be mevatul his Takana. Huh? We're not greater, but his takana was only for his generation. So what do you have to be mevatel it for? What do you have to be mevatel? You only made it for his generation. So it means like the Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. This is nobody ever argued. The Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom is only Ad Sefer Elef. Everybody agrees to that. That was never a dispute. The Cher Veragirish, Rabbi Gershon made the 25 charamah. You're not allowed to eat someone else's male, that applies Bizman Hazeh also. And you're not allowed to divorce your wife Al Korach, that applies Bizman Hazeh also. That's no limitation. But this Cher Rabbi Gershon, Shaloi Lisa Isha Alishta, that you're not allowed to take another wife even if your wife gives permission. You're not allowed to. That was clearly only at Sefer Aleph, till the year 5000. Then, is Gvar HaShaila in the year 5000, should we continue to observe it or not? So the Ashkenazi Gedolim decided we should continue to observe it. But today we don't observe it as a Chayim Rabbeinu Gershon. As a minig. And one who violates this din, one who's not Seis HaLishtei, is not automatically in Chayim. He's in violation of the minig. And we encourage him, look fellow, you have to get rid of the new wife. So we try. We don't treat him automatically as a Chayim, can't give him an Aliyah, can't pay him a tariff from the Dominion, can't hire him, can't give him a job. No, you don't treat him like that. You try to coax him to encourage him. So the Bezin tries to persuade. If they see it doesn't work with Guten, so then they do with Schlechten. So then they can put him a Chayim to force him. If a person violates a Minig, that person doesn't clap by shyness. You don't put him a Chayim because he didn't do a minig. Whatever, there's so many minhagim that we do. A person doesn't observe a minig, he doesn't deserve an einish that you put him in chayim. Eat kibrox or whatever. But let's say a person, that was his mush, yeah. But let's say a person continues, he's married to the two wives, he continues to be married, he doesn't want to observe, he has a brayer not to violate it. The bezin keeps on telling him, get rid of the second wife, you had no right to marry her, you're in violation of the minig. And if he keeps on violating, then they have a right to be koifeh ala minig. They have a right to put him a cherim, to be koifeh him to observe the minig, not to be married to the two wives. So apparently that's the same thing over here. Yeah, the government has the right and the obligation to make takonis to keep society normal. So if the government feels that this is abnormal, so then
they were. The same name came to Israel. They had many wives. So the whole
shire
went to, but they had to get
the
they couldn't allow to do
that. Right, because in Tayman apparently there was no. The
Nachrin
didn't have such a law.
Well, there has to be a Sfaradi in America. In America, yeah, polygamy is prohibited.
Yeah. But let's say the Din of the Machusa, I happen to know a Sfaradi who's getting divorced. And he's going to have a bit of divorce. So his shaila is, does he have to start, is he allowed to go out now on dates? His first marriage is destroyed. Is he allowed to start dating now? Because he's not going to get married in 2 days. Is he allowed to start dating now? Or do you say he has to wait till he gets together? By the Sfaradi, they don't have. Din in the Machusa, he's not in violation. There's no government law against it. and the Din HaTorah doesn't apply either. He's a Sfaradi, so the Sfaradi don't have the Chayim de Rabbeinu Gershon. So he's a latter day. Until he'll find the right girl, he'll already hopes that he'll be Masada, he'll take care of the Gershon. Yeah.
Would he marry her before he gets through with the
government? No. That's against the law. That's against the government law. That he's not allowed to do. Yeah. So Nachum, so the Gemara has like this. Even if you should assume, they always observe the Takonis Prusbon. They always observe. But the Shaila was, whether Hillel's Takonis was only for his generation, and later on after that generation was up, it's a minig that we still follow the Prusbon. But it's no longer Mikoyach Takonis Hillel. Or should I say no? Hillel's takana was for all the future generations. What's the difference? Whether mevatli levatule, he armed the dori who did take, and if he says he was only misakim for his generation, and the fact that in the later generations they still observed this practice of prizbul, that's a later takana, later meaning. But that wasn't really Hillel. So then the later rabbanim have right to be mevatli if they want to. But if you should say that Hillel was the one who is misakim for all the future generations, then the Gemara says he can't. In bez niyachal levatul de bez nachavim can God amen and b'chach mevamin. The Gemara says, "My, what do you say? What do you say? Does the Hillel's takana apply for all the generations or only for his?" Gemara says, "Toshma di Yom Shmuel." So the Gemara is going to prove it one way or the other. Okay, we'll have to. It's not so easy. What the pshita is.
We assume there isn't such a bezin that would be bigger than the bezin.
Right. Right. Okay, we'll have to discuss that Mogen Avrom. It's a takana dinim. They can make a takana against the chumash. Why can't they make a takana against an earlier bezin? What's pshat? We'll have to figure out pshat in the Gemara. Okay.
True.
I always wondered in Parshas Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu says he wants his children to see to it that he's buried in the Moras HaMachpelah. So what's the inyan of being buried? Kovetzah, to be buried in the Makom Choshev. Person wants to be buried next to tzaddikim. The Gemara has a din, you're not allowed to bury a tzaddik next to a rosh. Why not? Because of kovet, there's a din of kovet. Abri is kovet. Achaim kovet. Amisim. It's more mechubedik. So what's this kovet? The whole kovet is kovet amaduma. Kovet, but it's still an inyan of kovet. That's all. The whole thing is an inyan of kovet. That's what I thought. So rather recently, I was in Eretz Yisrael for my daughter's wedding. So on Erev Sukkis, I visited Rav Grossman. There's an elder of Rav Grossman. His son is a very famous disco rabbi. From Migdal, yes. From Migdal. So the father is an old Talmud Chacham. He wrote many svarim, very beautiful svarim. He came to America many years ago together with Rav Shvadron, the one who just passed away. He came many years ago. I didn't remember when. I remember at that time Rav Soloveitchik wanted to raise money for him for Chinuch Atzmoy. They came to raise money for Chinuch Atzmoy. Rav Soloveitchik was going to speak at the Rabbinical Council conference. And he asked Moshe Yagid, who's now a Rebbe in Yeshiva, he asked Rabbi Yagid to take them to the conference. And I went along also, I don't remember exactly what. So I remember I was sitting in the car. I don't remember how many years ago it was, I just remember I was single. So it was more than 31 years ago. I'm married 31 years. So I hadn't seen this Rabbi Grossman in many years. So on Erev Sukkis, I saw Pesach Kron, was walking in. I was buying Dalad Minim in Meir Sharim. So Pesach Kron had this Rabbi Grossman stay by him for a few months when he was in America at that time. So he always goes to visit him when he goes to Yerushalayim. So he said, let's go visit. So I said, yeah, I hadn't visited. So I walked in. So Pesach Kron introduces me. So he said, Shechta, Shechta, he remembers 33 years ago. Tavshin Chafei, he gives the exact date. Tavshin Chafei. Remembers 33 years ago, I came to America. Yeah. So he gave me a whole bunch of, I wanted some of the Svarim. So he gave me some of the Svarim. So in addition to his Svarim, he gave me a Sefer by one of his sons. Another son. Not this son. He had another son, Yosef, who also lives in Migdal HaEmek. So he has on Chumash, he has interesting Chassidish and Mises that he heard from the father. Shetlach Taichin. So he has a very ridiculous story on Parshas Vayechi, on this Indian about burying. So he writes that many years ago in Lodz, there was an epidemic, and the government ascertained that the epidemic was caused by the fact that there were too many people living in the city. The city was too crowded. So they made gzeira that no married couples can move into the city. Married people are going to have more children, so young married people are not allowed to move into the city. Sure, whoever is there, they can't throw out. So whoever is there, they're going to have more children for a farm. But whoever doesn't live into the city is not. So there was a Jewish couple who had to move into Lodz for parnasa purposes. They had no choice. So when they filled out the papers, they filled out falsely. So the woman, the wife, wrote on the paper that she's all alone and she has all these children. A house full of children, she's moving in. And then a month later, her brother, that was her husband, her brother moved in, and where is he going to stay? So he stays by his sister. Sure. So what happened was, after a month, the woman got sick, she got this epidemic, she got sick, and she died. So the Chevron Hadisha came, and they come into the house, and they hear the kids are screaming, Daddy, Mommy, Daddy, Mommy, they're screaming. So they start to, what do you mean, Daddy, Mommy? So her brother and her sister. And the Chayk HaMedina had the law required, because this epidemic was so, the disease was so contagious, whoever died from that disease had to be buried within an hour. So the Chayk HaMedina came, they had no time to go make Chakira Drisha, what's going on. So they told the one in charge of the Chayk HaMedina that obviously a brother was living with a sister, and all the children are mamzer. So how can they marry the woman in the Jewish space forest? The woman was living in sin, she has all these mamzer in the house. So they didn't tell the husband anything, so they just took the body, and they had, outside of the fence of the Yiddish base, of course, they would bury the Mushabadim, they would bury whoever was Ma'abed Atzmalada, so they would bury all the people who don't deserve a Kavadig burial, so they buried them there. So after the Kvura, so the husband started to have, his wife came to him in a Cholim, that she's complaining, she's suffering in Gehenna. They buried her together with all the biggest Rishoy, and Oyla Rosh, Oyla Shechenoi. And she says she suffers now more than she ever suffered in all of her lifetime. So the husband didn't know what to make out of this chol. So he had the second night and the third night, he didn't know. So he went to the cemetery to see, where did they bury his wife already? He wasn't there because of the epidemic. Nobody went out of the house, just the Chevron Kadesh risked their lives to bury them. He goes and he finds that they buried his wife together with all the Mishimbotim and all the suicide cases. He asks, what are you, crazy? What do you do? So they told him, the woman was living in sin with her brother. He says, what are you talking about, brother? It's my wife. They had to get into the city for Parnassus. So they filled that papers falsely, that he's a brother and he's not married. He says, it's not true. So the husband wanted that the Chevi Kaddisha should take her out and bury her at the Kavadiga place. So they went to the Rav. Rabbi Yechai Meisel was the Rav at that time in Lodz. So the Chevi Kaddisha said, that was about 100 years ago. No? A little over 100 years ago. Yeah. He died 1900.
Uh-huh.
Early.
So
they came to the Rav. So the Rav says, "Gerecht, what are they doing? Why they do that?" So they explained they made a mistake. They didn't have time to make a drisha v'hakir. They had no choice. And they said, "Now it's against dinah d'malchusa. It's against the law to take out a body, someone who died from this disease, and move him somewhere else because you're going to cause more sakana unnecessarily." So their hands are tied. They can't do anything now. They made a mistake. What can they do? The husband is screaming and the Chevi Kaddisha is screaming, what are they going to do? So the Rav said, it's against the law. They can't take the body out from Afan. He said, but the woman is never suffering. So the Rav accepted upon himself that he's going to say Kaddish every day and he's going to learn Mishnayis for this woman. And maybe in this course of his Mishnayis and his Kaddish, the woman will be Nitzel from the Gehenna. So then the next, a week or two later, the wife came again to Achalam to the husband. And she told the husband, now she's enjoying Gan Eden. The Rav, the neschus of the Rav's Mishnayis and Kaddish, they, whatever she said, they built the mechitza in the Olam Hamis between her and the others, and the Rishayim, and she doesn't suffer from them anymore. And she bids her husband farewell because she only had a right to come to him in the dreams. Calls mom that there was a problem. Now that the Rav took care of the problem, so goodbye. She's not going to come back in the dream anymore. Adkan, the end of the story. So it's really an interesting idea. I don't remember any Gemaras. Maybe there are stories in the Zohar about this, which is Tam Kovin Amaduma, just a superficial Kovin, that it means something more than that. Like the woman came back and said, Oyla Rosh, Oyla Shechina, that because the others are suffering in Gehenna, and she's buried next to them, so she's suffering also in the Oyla Mahemes. So the Stak of what to be medactic about.